I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Somebody told me I could watch streaming TV for free, but my Netflix bill just went up. They said something about fast platforms. Does that mean I need better internet? Confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about free, ad-supported streaming television, or FAST. FAST stands for Free, Ad-Supported Streaming Television. It's like the broadcast TV of the internet. Back in the olden times, you had two choices for TV. You put up an antenna, and you got it free over the air, or you paid for cable. And within cable, there were ad-free channels like HBO you could pay even more for. Streaming TV has been dominated by the equivalent of HBO's, Netflix, Disney Plus, and such. You pay a monthly fee to get the shows with no ads, though sometimes you can pay less with ads. That's streaming video on demand that's supported by ads. Sometimes you'll see that as AVOD. You almost never get the stuff for free, though. But free, ad-supported services are getting more and more popular, and there are lots of options supported by major content companies. Some of them are more like paid streaming services, just with ads playing before the content, or sometimes during your movies and TV shows. IMDb TV from Amazon is a good example of that. Tubi from Fox is also like this, though it does offer some live news and sports streams from Fox stations. Most FAST platforms, though, present you with a grid, similar to the old cable guide, where you can choose channels that are continually streaming shows. You'll hear people in the biz call those linear channels. These are built around a topic or sometimes even a single show. These services do offer on demand, but the focus is on that grid. Here's some examples of FAST services. Pluto TV from Paramount. Zumo with an X from Comcast. Sinclair has one called Stir with two R's. Roku has its Roku channel. Redbox has Redbox Instant. Samsung has Samsung TV Plus. There are also FAST services from LG, Plex, and Vizio, among many others. And NBC's Peacock sort of reverses it. Peacock's free ad-supported tier offers a selection of shows from its paid service, but there's also an ad-supported grid offering more of those linear channels. One appeal of FAST services is you don't need to set anything up. If you have a way to watch Netflix, you're ready for FAST platforms. Most all the services have apps on the major streaming platforms, as well as websites and apps for phones and tablets. For example, you might assume the Roku channel was only available on Roku, right? Well, not exactly. The Roku channel is available for the Fire TV, you know, Amazon's box. It's also available on Chromecast, Android TV, regular old Android, iOS, and a few other platforms. Okay. But these things, do people watch them? Yes, and in ever-increasing numbers. Pluto TV reached 16 million monthly active users in its first 6 years, and 2 years after that, it almost doubled to around 30 million. 11% of U.S. viewers had watched a FAST channel in Q2 2021. That rose to 14% in Q3, and it's been a hockey stick ever since. Cable is expensive. Cable TV is estimated to cost U.S. viewers an average of $2,609 a year. I mean, yes, there are a few good special offers out there, and if you're a good hunter, you can get it for cheaper. But even those special offers often include hidden fees, or the amount rises significantly after a trial period. The fact is, the amount actually being paid by people is still high. Streaming services like Netflix cost less individually, sure, but the more you add, the more they add up, and their prices are rising as well. Fast services cost nothing above what you already pay for internet, and you're going to pay for that anyway. You can also easily switch between the different services. If you tire of Pluto, you can switch over to Xumo. No cost, no hassle. You cannot do that with cable. In fact, you can't do that with broadcast either. What you get over the air is what you get. Most of these services have hundreds of channels, but can you watch anything good on them? Is it all reruns of Love American Style? No. And not that there's anything wrong with Love American Style. It was the birthplace of Happy Days, after all. But I get why you might ask. And yes, there's a wide variety of stuff on these platforms. Much of it you might consider good, depending on what you consider good. Pluto has channels like cult films, comedy, Paramount Movie Channel. There's a whole channel devoted to Iron Chef episodes. Major sports like NBA, NFL, MLB have channels showing highlights and classic games. And there are also news channels, including local versions for many cities. Xumo, for example, offers news from ABC, NBC, and CBS, along with channels from the folks like Funny or Die, Rotten Tomatoes. A few of these channels, like Cheddar News or the movie channel Hi-Ya, will be the same as if you got them on cable or cable-like services, but most of the channels you see on these platforms are a variation constructed specifically for the fast environment. That's because it's relatively easy for companies to start a channel. There are loads of cloud services out there like Amagi, Harmonic, Frequency, or Wurl, spelled W-U-R-L, that make it easy to upload video, schedule those videos, and make a streaming channel available. Wurl, for example, offers to create and manage the channel for you while also handling distribution and monetization. These cloud companies have been trying to convince traditional cable networks to use them as a cloud service provider for years, but the rise of fast has made a more profitable business for them than they would have planned. The content creator just has to create the content and negotiate the deals to get on the platforms. For example, Wurl works with companies like Bloomberg, BBC, AMC Network, CNN, and Sony. So how hard is it to get a deal? Do you have to be one of these big boys? Well, platforms are no longer starving for content, but it's still easier to get a deal on these kind of platforms than it is to get on a traditional cable provider. Cable still wants to negotiate a fee based on subscribers and all kinds of other complicated measures. Generally, fast platforms don't pay to carry channels. They just do a revenue share. Roku, for example, can sell the ad inventory for a channel and then share a percentage with the channel's creator. Here's an example. Production company Fremantle owned the rights to loads of old game shows, so it started a cable channel called Buzzr, B-U-Z-Z-R. Yeah, I know, there used to be the Game Show Network that did this and then expanded, but you know what? Fremantle actually owned these shows. They had made them. So to help market Buzzr, it launched a free version on Pluto in 2018. They saw this as just a marketing ploy for the main channel. By October 2021, the Pluto channel's audience had risen by 50%. And it wasn't because of cable subscribers. Those were falling, not growing. It was the fast version of the network. The ease of making the channels led them to launch dedicated spin-off channels. There's one that just has the Bob Barker-hosted episodes of The Price is Right. Another shows nothing but Baywatch. And there's money there, too. Pluto had its first $3 million sales day back in 2020. Analysts at Endscreen Media estimate that total revenues from ad-supported streaming are going to reach $4.1 billion by 2023. The money Buzzr made helped them acquire shows like The Newlywed Game and Woo that they didn't already have the rights to, making their channel more appealing, increasing viewers, and making them more money with which to go get more content. That money is one of the reasons you're seeing paid streamers like Disney Plus and HBO Max start to offer ad-supported versions of their services, though still for a fee, not free. So those are not considered fast. If you're bemoaning the high cost of streaming TV these days, and you're okay missing out on the buzziest shows on Twitter, or if you just want an option to turn on the TV and see what's on, instead of having to pick through a list of algorithmically recommended shows, fast platforms are a great option. And it won't cost you anything but your attention to try them out. In other words, I hope you know a little more about fast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.